Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast, and in general, are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Louise, the Cosmic Valkyrie. Today, we're going to talk about competition and competitiveness. And I just want to warn you ahead of time that I'll probably be making up some words during this episode. That's what I do. And I love using myself as an example. So I'm going to be using personal stories, personal anecdotes within this podcast, maybe to give you a little bit more understanding of the importance that competitiveness can play in a business. Because as women, it has been drilled into us that competitiveness is bad. And there are certain aspects when we're looking at being competitive that are not good, that will not get us what we want. But there is a huge portion of being competitive that will give us the results that we want. So I want to talk about that in goal setting, how we interact within our business, and then how that dynamic can create massive, rapid momentum in our success. Recently, I joined a program that is specifically geared towards women that are in menopause and want to lose weight, become the healthiest version of ourselves. And we met for the first time this past week. And of course, at the beginning of programs like these, we talk about our goals, what we want to change, why we're doing them, why we desire the change, that kind of good stuff. And then we got rolling, like there was no messing around. Glenara was already in there coaching us and giving us good advice and all that kind of stuff as we began our journey to becoming the best version of ourselves. And over the course of the first few days, I realized that I'm really competitive. And those of you that know me are probably like, oh, big surprise, you competitive? Never. But I want to talk about this in how that is on the inside, how I operate in this competitiveness from the inside. Some of my listeners already know that I love running. I'm a marathoner. I love everything about it. I love the feel of the air on my skin. I love the sound of my feet on the pavement. I love the sound of the birds and the wildlife and the breeze and just every aspect of it. I love running. And since my accident, I'm learning how to run again. And this is a big challenge for me. But I also want you to understand that during the time that I was on the sofa, unable to walk, when I was learning how to walk again, all that played into, I will say, massive weight gain. And I'm carrying that extra weight around on compromised bones, muscles, tendons, and all that. So it's been a really long journey, and I have been excited about every phase, just like I'm excited about this phase. But the thing is that when I had the accident back in 2020, when I was unconscious and going through all the surgeries and having to stay reclined and using all of my energy towards staying alive, my brain fell back into behaviors and patterns that I had way back in the day, when I was eating shitty, when I wasn't staying hydrated, when I was going to food for comfort. It resorted back to those beliefs and behaviors. And so I have to relearn a lot of those habits. And it hasn't been easy, but every bit of the way it's been worth it. because I am my biggest priority. Lynn, what does that have to do with competitiveness? I'm getting there. Hang in there with me. So up until now, I've been really good. I've been in that phase where I really needed to focus on healing, recovery, all that kind of stuff. And now it's time to take my game to the next level. And the first thing I knew was, I can't do this alone. There's no way. I've been trying to do it alone for the past 8 months. It hasn't been working. Need to try something new. I need the help of somebody that's going to keep me accountable. And I need this, the community. And I love communities. That's why most of my business is in community, like gathering people together to support one another. And I knew I needed that community too. And I've known for a very long time that I'm competitive. But I never had to put it into words, and I never thought it was a valuable thing to share with anybody until today. I was having a conversation with my business partner, Simone. She's a very powerful, energetic alchemist. And I not only work with her as a partner in my business, but she is very much part of my personal evolution. We come together to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. And so I share a lot of intimate things with her. And we were laughing this morning because I was like, oh, surprise. What I've noticed is that I'm really competitive. And she's like, oh, yeah, you never, right? Like I said earlier, people that know me are like, oh, that is obvious, or it's a given that I would be. But I want to dig into my perspective and interpretation of competitiveness and how I operate as a competitive person in a place of empowerment and the empowerment of others. And how that affects not only my ability to reach goals, but my ability to create a successful business. Because I truly believe competitiveness is a huge factor in creating success. And I'm going to give you a paradigm shift today that's really going to help you understand how to approach being competitive without it being destructive. So as I said, I'm really competitive. And when we got in the group and we got started, I heard people talking about wanting to create better habits around their hydration with water consumption. And I immediately knew that since my accident, my water consumption has not been up to par. I really wanted to improve that as well. And my personal goal is to achieve 110 to 120 ounces of water a day. And before you go off going, oh my God, I'm nowhere near that, or I can't believe that she drinks that much water. Everyone gets to decide what their personal goal is. That's mine. And there are other women within the program that have a completely different perspective in what hydration is for them and what they want to achieve straight out of the gate. I already knew that my water consumption was about 60 ounces a day. And I knew that that was not near enough for me to be hydrated and a runner. I'm doing cardiovascular, so I need that extra hydration. And I wanted to get that down so that it will make it easier for me to recover, stay hydrated during this new phase of training that I'm going through. So everyone has their own particular goals, depending on your lifestyle and what you want to achieve. And when you achieve that, you're winning. As you're growing and evolving and increasing your water intake, you're winning. But what I realized yesterday when I went into the group and I celebrated my hydration and other people commented on their hydration, I realized I am very competitive and I'm driven on an internal system that is like, you got to win. You're going to win at this, but without judgment. Without judgment of others, without judgment of myself, without an attachment to an outcome. I want you to think about that. I want to win, but it's not at the expense of somebody else losing. It's not at the expense of looking poorly upon somebody else's journey, and it's not attaching to an outcome. So if I don't hit the 110, I'm not going to beat myself up. And so when I was talking to Simone today, I was telling her my approach as a marathoner is I'm really competitive. There's always somebody in front of me that I want to pass. There's always somebody behind me that I don't want to pass me. But I'm never judging the person in front of me as I pass them or judging myself as somebody passes me up. Because it's my journey. My competitiveness keeps me going. My perspective of being competitive is, I'm going to win this. I don't know what the fuck this is all the time, y'all. I don't know what it is. It's just that motivation, like, I'm going to win. I'm going to be the best version of myself. And I do it. I'm competitive. Like, I'm winning, but not saying somebody's losing. It's an internal dialogue that I'm getting better. I'm doing better. This is amazing. Every day I see advancements in my own personal life. I'm winning. I'm not winning a race against anyone else. I'm winning for myself. The competitiveness is a perspective that there's always going to be somebody better than me. There's always going to be somebody on my heels that's going to pass me up. And that's going to keep me driving forward. Back in the day, before most of you even knew who I was a running coach. I was a marathon coach. And this was my approach to help people understand how to let go of that fear of judgment at the starting line, as you're in the race, and at the finish line. There's always going to be somebody on your heels that's going to make you run faster because you want to keep up the pace ahead of them. There's always going to be somebody in front of you that you're going to want to pass. This is how easy it is to keep pace, to keep going, to keep running. Think of this when it comes to your business. And there's always going to be somebody on my heels. There's always going to be somebody that's pressing up against my back. We can see that in competitors within our own industry, not seeing them as a threat, but an inspiration for us to keep moving, keep going forward. We can look at somebody who's ahead of us, not the winner of the marathon, somebody that is right in front of us that keep driving us forward. You've heard that analogy that says you want to create more success in your life. Look at who you surround yourself with. You are only as successful in business as your five closest business comrades. So look at, out of all the entrepreneurs that you spend time with, who are the ones that you spend the most time with? Are they the ones making six figures that you're like driving forward? Even 50K, are you spending time with entrepreneurs that haven't even cracked the 10K a year code? I'm going to bring it back to marathoning. I was a running coach. I also had certain people that I particularly ran with every week for our long runs. There were people that were faster than me, had better pace, had better structure, more muscle tone. And I wasn't like, I want to be that person, or even I want to beat that person. It was like, I want to get to where they are. That's what I want. Even knowing that I'm not going to ever run like them because I am not them. But I want to strive to be able to maybe crack that code on the 6-minute mile. I want to be able to run longer distance. Now, how does that relate to business? You can look around at your closest friends and who you surround yourself in business and go, I want to hit that first 50K year. Therefore, who do I know? Who do I know in business that I can be part of their world on a personal level? Entrepreneurs love to talk about business. That's what we do. That's why we are entrepreneurs. It lights us up. What did you learn from that last launch? I was watching you. This is what I saw. Praise them. You did so good. From the outside, it looks so effortless. What was it like behind the scenes? These are the questions I ask my entrepreneurs, the ones that are in my program and the ones that I surround myself with. Who you surround yourself with is an indication of your success. Are you picking people that are in the same boat as you? Struggling month to month to close clients? Or are you, they have to have ambition and motivation to build their business. But you also need those friends that are like right on your heels to keep you moving forward. You need those friends that are making 50K a year. You need those friends that are making six figures a year. And that's what's going to drive you forward. Not attaching to what their outcomes are, not judging yourself by them, but giving yourself the opportunity to do and be better. And surround yourself with people that are motivated and doing the same. They're going to keep you accountable. They're going to get you excited. You're going to see their wins and be like, holy shit, if she can do it, I can do it. And I'm going to do it next. You want to be fearless? You got to find the competitive nature within yourself. It's going to drive you forward. It's going to keep you moving forward. It's going to create that happiness when it comes to wins. You will see everything is a win. Do you know in marathoning that we celebrate seconds faster? Not minutes, seconds faster. I dropped my time mile by 2 seconds. We celebrate that as a win because we see the bigger picture. Where can you see the bigger picture? So here's your homework. I want you to sit down and I want you to make a list of your 5 closest entrepreneur friends. I want you to write down what their average income is, and I want you to put them in order as if you're in a race and change your perspective about how you're going to get to your next goal within these friendships, using them as motivators. And if you're telling yourself, well, Lynn, I don't know what they make, I bet you do, or you have a close idea. And if you don't, then you can't call them an entrepreneur friend. Because entrepreneurs, we talk about what we make. We talk about the hardships. We talk about the surprise incomes. We know that it's important to our evolution in our business. Just like when you're in a program to lose weight, you celebrate your pounds lost. You'd celebrate every second in running. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Even on a friend level, are you surrounding yourself with people that are complacent? If you are an entrepreneur, you have to have entrepreneur friends, bottom line. And what is your perspective on being competitive? I would love to see some of your answers on your social media. Post it. Come into my Facebook group. Make a post. Tag me in them. I would love to hear your takeaways and celebrate you. So until next time, go out there and kick some ass. Drink your water. Stay hydrated. Celebrate your wins. And I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.